Hey, what's going on, my friends? It's Dave Sharp. Welcome to Wake Up Legendary, the, in my humble opinion, greatest marketing show on earth. Why? Because we interview real people, real stories, authentic, non-scripted, non-prepped. You get to hear the real behind-the-scenes journey and story of what it took for individuals to get started, launched, creating content, becoming online marketers, the ups, the downs, the good, bad, the ugly, and everything in between. We cover as much as we can unapologetically and authentically here within the hour or so. With that being said, hey, it is Friday, my friends. We're going to run some banners here across the bottom of the screen to give you some information about signing up to our text message list, getting started here, as well as our guest social media profiles, my friends. With that being said, please welcome and help me welcome in the comments. You guys are always so kind and supportive. We appreciate you. You make this show what it is. Travis, welcome to the show, buddy.
Hey, man. Thanks for having me, Dave. Pleasure to be here.
My pleasure, brother. My pleasure. Tell us where you're calling in from.
I am just north of Butte, Montana.
Butte, Montana, man. I bet it's a real butte up there, real beautiful.
Yeah, it is. We're close to the Canadian border, so I think that that plays.
I love the cowboy hat. I need to get me one as well, man, down here in Florida. It's not all, you know, alligators and beaches. We got some country down here as well.
You do, for sure.
So tell us, you know, who is Travis? What brought you online? What led you to seeking information, education, new skill sets, and ultimately landed you here inside of our community?
Yeah, no, that's a great question. I mean, a little bit about myself. I spent the last 30 years in corporate America. I've built billion-dollar sales teams for some of the largest companies in America, companies like Wayfair, TD Ameritrade, and you know, had a successful career, if you will. But the one thing I really was limited on is time. And I think a lot of people will recognize the fact that, you know, you can give some of your best hours of your life away to the company. You know, it takes away from your family, and so. I've never really been a big social media guy. Matter of fact, I, you know, for the last, you know, 5 years have not had Facebook or TikTok or anything like that. I think I had an Instagram account just for my family. And, you know, I started to see more and more of these things, these younger people, you know, hey, I'm making this much money online. I'm doing this much per week. And, first, I always had a passion for the people that I worked with, salespeople that I worked with, to help them make more money and kind of level up their life. And so I found it very interesting. And honestly, I was a little skeptical. And so I thought to myself, hey, I'm going to, and there was one lady in particular that I followed, and I could kind of see her life changing over the months, you know. And so I thought, hey, man, this is a $7 program. I can't really lose a ton. It's $7. I spend more money than that on coffee in the morning. So, hey, if it's a scam and this Dave guy's a scam, then, you know, so be it. I lost $7. And so I got involved and loved the education. I, you know, being in the world I've been in, I can tell what is good education, what's not. So I fired up some social media accounts and away we went and just did what I was told to do. So that's what got me here. I can't hear you, Dave.
Muted. That I'm technically challenged, Travis. It's not just you, buddy. It's actually also me. So I you know, I see, hey man, you're cruising right along. You're doing some things out here for a guy who really only had a Instagram account for family. You're 25,000 followers over on TikTok. You've got a few thousand on Instagram. So something's clicking, and something clicked for you. As you were going through the challenge, you know, we offer the blueprints at a certain point. I believe you took those, decided to kind of go all in. The reason why we present those the way that we do is not as a gotcha upsell. It's to allow people to get their feet wet for $7 and see if it's something that you want to be serious about. Our blueprints are advertised right on our website at all times. They always have been. And, you know, we offer that get all blueprints, all four, all core four, for the price of one, for a limited time offer, as a new customer coming through. That appeals to some people. It doesn't to others. What appealed to going all in on these skills for you versus other things that you're not a dumb guy? You've been in sales for a long time. You know about there's probably lots of different ways to earn money online. What appealed specifically about this education, these skill sets, these business models, the idea of selling information online, specifically digital courses, coaching events, doing affiliate marketing?
Yeah, I think, I mean, first of all, the affiliate marketing thing made a ton of sense to me. So being in corporate America, I know that, you know, in corporate America, we spend hundreds of millions of dollars a year on affiliate channels. So I think affiliate marketing was a viable business option right out of the gate. I knew corporate America spent money on it, and we tend to not spend money that doesn't work. And I think something clicked also is because, I mean, being in sales, it was what I had always done. You can take somebody else's product. I'm in the middle and I'm selling it to somebody else, or my teams were. But the problem was you had to go one client at a time. And so the thing that really clicked was I was like, this is kind of going to be the new model of selling, where you can take a product that you believe in, you trust in, and you can sell it, but you can put yourself in front of hundreds of thousands of people a day if you're doing it right. So the thing that I needed to learn was, how do I get in front of the hundreds of thousands of people a day versus going one-to-one? And that's where the education really made sense to me. And you know, I think people have the thought of, hey, well, I can just go on YouTube and I can go down that rabbit hole, or I can just go through social media and I can learn all the things that I need to learn on how to sell these programs. And I think the answer to that is true, you can. But look, I mean, I'm lazy. So I wanted to get to the money as quickly as I could. And I didn't want to make the mistakes that other people had already made. And so I valued education, always have, and I just wanted to make sure it was good education, because there is a lot of crap out there. Yeah. So I think that's what the $7 program helped me do. I was like, okay, this is real. I mean, I think I was halfway through the $7 program and I was like, okay, this is real. Let's do it. Like, let's not waste any more time. So that's what was really the kicker for me.
That's so spot on with my experience in this industry and learning these skills too. Look, I'm a ninth grade dropout, man. I mean, sales saved my life, you know, because I had no degrees to get a corporate job. I was battling addiction when I got clean in 24 and started working construction with my dad. I got clean. I've now been clean for 15 years, but I needed to get out of construction into something that was going to give me a life and a career. And I had no degree. I have a GED, but come on, that's laughable in today's society. You know, you don't even want to tell anybody that in a job interview. Yeah, I got my GED. You know, I mean, hardly a bachelor's degree is worth anything in corporate America nowadays. You need to have a master's for most management positions. So, you know, YouTube existed back when I started as well. And it's you know, what I found, and you're right, we never claimed to be the only game in town in terms of where you can learn these skills. We didn't invent this stuff. I mean, these business models were around. I was buying courses when I first came online. Yeah. That's how I learned, from the same type of structured education to where I, and also I think the other thing that people often underestimate is the value of community. You know, there is power in the community. These wake up legendary episodes. Obviously, we offer them free to the public. But when you combine people's, you know, experience and stories with the curriculum that everybody's going through at the same time, it's really like a leadership factory. It really is as much of a success machine as you can get, because, you know, from sales training, you know, it's if you're just teaching philosophies and you have nobody to model, nobody to role play, we're doing more than role playing. I mean, this is a real life, implementation of these skills. People are struggling. People are succeeding. People are in between. And for some, that can be frustrating. You know, I understand that. I don't believe entrepreneurship is cut out for everybody. And we may need to be more bold about saying that, because it does require a certain mindset. But if you are looking to truly achieve something, this sort of environment combined with the curriculum, as you know from your sales career, can really create results. And we have created a lot of results in this community, and we're really proud of that. What are some of the mindset things for you as you were going through this, even with all the experience that you had, that were either a challenge for you or that you were thankful that you had?
Yeah, I mean, first of all, I mean, the thought of me being a social media guy and creating content, I was like, dude, that is not me. Like, I mean, you put me up in front of a group of people in real life, like I'm fine. But I always thought it was hokey, you know, and my kids do social media. And so I went to my wife and I was like, hey, look, I'm going to try a social experiment here and I'm going to do this thing. And the first thing I did, and this just kind of comes from my background in sales, I was like, if I'm going to do it, I'm going to commit myself to a year. I'm going to make a post every day for a year, and we're going to figure out when this thing works. And at the end of the year, if this thing doesn't work, then we can say, hey, we had a valuable education in what doesn't work. And so, I told her, I was like, hey, don't be too embarrassed, but I'm going to try this thing. And I wouldn't make videos around her. And, I would make clips, and I would have, I mean, for like a seven or 8 second video, man, it took me like 30 minutes to create one. And I there was a funny moment where I was filming and she was around, and I kept stopping and going back and recreating because I kept messing up. And she was like, you know, you should probably just make a script and read the script. And I was like, yeah, you know, I don't want to be scripted. It works better if you're unscripted. And she's like, obviously, you know, and I've been trying to do a 7 second reel for like 30 minutes. So, you know, that was kind of funny. And, but I just made the commitment that, like, look, other people are doing it. Other people are making money. And I didn't come into it thinking like, hey, I'm going to be like the top 1% earners that are making, $100,000 a month. Because I just thought, for most people, if you can make an extra $1,000 to $2,000 a month, that's going to change most people's lives. And I just wanted to validate it. And so I was all in, and I knew that I was going to run up against some things that were negatives. I was going to hear negative things from people. There were going to be people online that said, hey, you're stupid. You're just a cowboy in Montana and you're an idiot. What are you doing? And I just decided to not worry about the people that were sitting on the sidelines, and I never have. So I think that's a mindset that you have to have. Like, do what you're doing for you and your family. Don't worry about the people that are cacking on the side, because they don't matter. What matters are the people around you. And when you talk about a community, that was so big for me. I got on the Facebook groups, and people were just so kind to share information. Nobody was like trying to hold on to this information like it was sacred. Everybody was like, have you tried this? Do this. And, there were some people that were looking at my reels and they'd be like, here's what I think about this. You pause too much. Like, you're not interesting up front, I dove into that stuff, man. And I just changed. And I mean, anybody goes to look at my first views versus my last views. And, and then we had some fun moments, man. We had some fun moments where things went viral, and I had to call my kids and I'm like, I don't know what to do. This thing's like, I've got like 2,500 comments. What's that doing? And my kids were kind of pissed off at me at first, 'cause they were like, man, I've been trying to go social for like 5 years, and like, here you are on a mountain in Montana and you don't even know how to respond to these comments. And I'm like, yeah, because each platform's different. And so those were kind of some fun moments that happened. And so, you get the little wins up front, and you just relish those, man. Have fun with those, because the times where you get 23 views are going to happen. Times when people say that you're stupid, that's going to happen. But at the end of the day, man, we started making some money, and I thought this just validated it for me. And it's a real industry, and it does take time and it does take effort. So, yeah, we're having fun with it, man. It's a blast. We don't know everything and we're still learning, and we're going to keep doing that.
And you know what? I mean, perfectly said, well said. Couldn't have said it more, Travis, myself. And that's one thing that I'm getting from you is there's nothing more powerful than being yourself, right, man? I mean, you are a Montana man. You got cowboy hat rocking and rolling. You are, what did you, the thing that you said right when I was about to push live, you said, let's burn the tires and something.
Kick the tires and light the fires. Yeah.
I'm going to use that, man. Let's kick the tires and light the fires. You know, I mean, talk to us about just what you've learned about being yourself and how that, I'm sure you're yourself everywhere you go. You seem sure of yourself and you're confident here on camera. You've practiced, though. I do acknowledge that you did also say, look at my first compared to my last. But what a lot of us come online and we struggle, and I think this is just a human trait that happens offline too, but to really be ourselves, to embrace who we are. How has embracing your personality and letting that shine a bit, maybe more than normal online, you know, that kind of being a little bit more, like a 10% more of yourself, not performing, but just exclaiming a little bit more, almost because it helps translate through camera too, right? You don't have that body language and so forth that you have. And so how has just embracing yourself, owning your personality, cowboy hat, everything. And I mean, what do you say to people who are having a hard time getting comfortable in front of camera and really talking like themselves and being themselves in letting their personality shine?
Yeah, I think that's a key aspect to all of this. And the first thing that I would recommend is find two or three people that you really trust. You know, I mean, they don't have to be in the program. I mean, I had some guys that have worked for me for 10 plus years. And I said, hey man, I trust you guys. This is what I'm doing. I sent them some of my first reels before I posted them. And I said, is this me? And they were like, no, that's not you. You know, and they were straightforward. They're like, just be you, like, you know, and they would give me examples. And I think what I was trying to do when I first started was I was so impressed with other people that I wanted to be like on social media. I was trying to kind of interject some of who they were. Because you know, they were successful, they had 100,000 followers, they were doing this. And you know, when I got that feedback from those people, it really hit me. I was like, you know what, I got to be me, because the reality is there's a whole grouping of people out there that are going to relate to me and my cowboy hat and me being in Montana living on a ranch. Like, that's the thing they're going to relate to. Mm. And there's a bunch of people that are not going to relate to that, and that's okay. But there's going to be a bunch of people that relate to you and who you are. And so my recommendation to the people I've given advice to is like, be you, because there are people that are going to relate to your story. They're going to relate to your pace and your tone and how you speak. And you don't have to be this perfect person, but that doesn't mean you don't try to be better on camera. I mean, there is an aspect of that you need to learn. And so being you is like, I mean, I think that's one of the key things. And once I started doing that, I started getting responses from people and people saying, hey, I just related to you. I'm just a cowboy out of Wyoming and I'm just trying to improve my life and make my family better. And, you know, so be you. That's the most important thing you can possibly do.
Yeah. Love it, man. Love it. Great. Pepper Lloyd said there's tons of ladies in love with Yellowstone the last few years. My girlfriends all watch that show.
Yeah, there are. We get quite a few people wanting to come up because of that show. But yeah, it's interesting.
Kristen said, "Being yourself!" Exclamation. That is so much harder than I thought it would be.
It is.
And It is. It's weird, man. It's weird.
The moment you hit play on that camera, all of a sudden you feel a part of yourself just go away and some weird, interesting person show up and you're like, and I mean, I can't tell you how many reels I've deleted because as I went back to edit them, and I'm like, that's not me, man. Like that, like, you know, and I think the most transparent ones, I mean, the one that went viral for me, I remember I just said, you know what? I'm sick of this shit, man. I'm just going to go take a walk and I'm going to speak my mind. And if you're not sick of your 9 to 5 and you haven't made that decision, then, you know, I'm not interested in working with you kind of thing. You know, I was just, that was on my heart that morning. And, and then all of a sudden, man, I mean, that thing went to like, it's almost at like 500,000 views, and like people, I mean, it shocked me. I was like, I can't believe that resonated with people. I thought people were going to turn the channel, and that was the end of it for me. But yeah, it is hard. Yeah, Kristen's right.
Well, and David says, I tend to freeze. I like your idea of, you know, getting up, man. Sometimes you got to get up out of that chair. Yeah. Sometimes you got to walk around and rant a little bit. Sometimes, you know, for me, I like to, I don't know about you, Trev, but I've got, you know, a little thing where I can hold my phone up kind of comfortably, and you can see, boy, I've wore the rubber down off of these tires over here, Bubba. You know, I can hold the phone a little bit more comfortably when I'm walking, and when I'm sitting down, I can turn, I can, you know, and sometimes I do. I need to get up. I need to look. Somebody gave me this hat at a mastermind. Now that's a hat throw moment. Somebody gave me at a mastermind. Thank you for that. But yeah, getting up, getting that energy moving, walking around, and not being afraid to rant a little bit. Let some emotion come out. That was sort of what I was alluding to a moment ago. That, you know, it's on camera. Oh, I don't know if it's half, but not all of ourselves come through the same way that we do in real life. So sometimes when you do, let's just call it energy rather than emotion. Energy, when you let some energy come out, whether that energy is your tone, whether that energy is how fast you're talking, you know, and it may be fueled from emotion. You were saying you were feeling some frustration that day. But letting that out, facial expressions too, not being afraid to let that face just get all crazy. And you know, sometimes I used to do this before I would do videos. I would warm my face up.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just, I mean, how many of you, your face just hasn't moved from this or maybe a slight smile?
Yeah.
Warm that dadgum face up. Put some duck and get that thing moving. So when you get that on that camera, you can exclaim a little bit. And that, I've also had videos that have popped off with that same approach of, ooh, this might be too much, but it ends up coming across just right because they feel something. Yeah. When they watch your video. And that's what art is all about, right? The only thing you don't want with art and marketing is people to feel nothing.
Yeah. And I agree with you. I mean, my best reels come walking outside, feels like I'm having a conversation. That's where I'm comfortable with people anyways. And so like that really helps. And I don't remember which part of the education it was. There's so much great education in Legendary, but somewhere, and this really changed it for me. When I first started, I thought I had to have a continuous reel. Like I was trying to get all my thoughts, and I'd get 90% of the way, and then I'd slur or stumble. And then I'd just, you know, I probably got 2 hours, 5 hours of outtakes, you know, that I should probably keep and post someday because they're hilarious. But I'd get so pissed off that I ruined that 90 seconds. And so one of the pieces of education just said, just film in short clips, and you can piece all that together and remove all the ums and the pauses and all of that stuff. And when I figured that tip out, all of a sudden, I mean, I'll have probably 10 videos, and then I cut them down, and then I'm hitting the parts or only including the parts where I really hit the message. And that's what I try to do. I'm not perfect at it, but that helped me a ton. And that was somewhere in the education. So,
yeah, the jump. I mean, we've always called it jump cutting, cutting it up, editing it. I mean, for God's sakes, it's done in every other form of video on earth, whether it be, you know, news stories, you know, how they love to cut things up, you know, movies, shows, et cetera, et cetera. So, yeah, the taking the ooze, the I mean, recording us, you know, and you could even if some of you would feel more prepared to have a script. Don't be afraid to write a dadgum script and read it. You know, you get the sentence down and then you look at the camera and you say the sentence, you know, it you don't have to sit there and read it, because you can, as you say, you can record a sentence, stop, breathe. Some of the best videos nowadays do that, because it's I think what's key is having a combination, letting people see different facets of who you are. You know, they see the short, they see videos that have no talking. Those can be great for people who are just scrolling, don't want audio. You have short talking videos that are cut up. You also have maybe longer talking videos, or even going live where people can see that you are a real person, that you actually can string together a few thoughts about what you're marketing and that you're just real. I mean, nowadays, something changed somewhere along the way. I don't know if it was during the pandemic, if it was before. It's hard for me to remember. It's been a long 4 years. But we just in society became more trusting of and wanting to buy from like regular people on the internet than celebrities and spokespeople in corporate commercials.
Yeah, that micro influencer thing is really big. And I was aware of that. And on the corporate side, it was like, we don't want to promote through celebrities anymore, because the micro influencers actually get, I don't know the exact compare, but it says something like 5 or 10 times the engagement. And so, like, you know, that's kind of where we were looking on the corporate side. And I believe that.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, again, it's about what is the power of the micro influencer? Well, it's that, it's typically that people have a relationship with that person and feel that they're just like them. And so there's a balance between, you know, kind of marketing and promoting things all the time, and really just seeding what you're, you know, anything. It's all about providing edutainment and then providing more value for free in the form of, you know, guides, free videos, things that they can get more benefit from in exchange for their email address. If they want to go and opt in for that, you'll send it to them. I mean, everything has to be framed in an authentic way. And it also has to be framed in the form of just delivering more value so they can make an informed decision, because nobody wants fake anymore and nobody wants to be sold. And you know that from your sales career. People want to buy. They want to make a decision, and they want to feel empowered. And I've always said that a well-informed, educated buyer does make powerful buying decisions. The more you educate somebody, that's why we try to pour so much into the 15-day challenge. It's a $7 15-lesson course, and it is the very thing that sells our higher education. It's actually not us, you know, twisting people's arms. That's always been against our company policy. You can listen to any of my trainings. I've always trained the sales team. It's always been deliver value, use the education as the selling point. Hey, did you get value in the education? Do you want to take this to another level? Let the education sell, the product sell for itself. And empower them to make a decision, kind of just like you said at the very beginning. You know, nobody convinced you to do anything. We certainly have advisors who are there to answer questions and certainly introduce people to our other education and make that process easier and smoother. And we're not here to twist arms. I've believed for a long time, the more that you educate somebody, the more you make them feel empowered with the information, the faster, the more confident they'll make a buying decision. And you must know that from your sales career as well. So how are you translating that into your content in terms of educating while entertaining? We've talked a little bit about kind of entertaining people with our personality, but also have you realized that you know more than you think you do in terms of being able to talk about the niche that you're in. You're in the wealth niche. Do you realize that, hey man, I actually can educate people about these things. I can talk about, I have more talking points than I thought I did. How has your content and your videos evolved over the months? And which ones are doing the best for you? I mean, I know you said that the rant one was, but that was a one-time kind of viral video. Are you educating? Are you realizing you know more and can educate better than you thought you would be able to?
Yeah, absolutely. I honestly think right at the beginning, and I don't think it's a mistake because I think it was testing, right? And don't be afraid to test and learn. If you're in this for the long haul, you need to test, you need to learn. So I was trying to reach out and I was trying to find too many tribes. Like, you know, I was trying to target salespeople because they have the skills that would work well in affiliate marketing. I was trying to find people that were trying to get out of their 9-to-5. I was trying to educate people on the platform. And, you know, it was just a mixed message. Like, you know, I think people were kind of like, you know, what is this? And then, you know, what I found was my niche within the niche is, I've always been passionate about people that wanted to level up their lives. It was something I learned from my mom and dad who were very, very successful in the network marketing business. And so I was kind of around that as a kid. And I saw people change their lives, you know, going from, you know, jobs that they didn't want to being financially independent. And so, you know, being in corporate America, I've seen that only does so much for you. And, you know, if you know, nobody will ever pay you what you're worth unless you're working for yourself and building something for yourself. And so that was something that was really passionate to me. And so when I really landed in that spot of that being my niche, if I'm going to show you something or take you down a journey that will help you build something for yourself so you never have to rely on another individual to provide for your family. That's my niche. That's the thing I believe in. That's the thing I'm passionate about. The quicker you can get to that niche within a niche, I think all of a sudden you start to speak from your heart, you're transparent, you're real. And that makes the biggest difference to people listening, but it makes a big difference to you. And the second thing I'll say is you have an infinite amount of experience in your life, regardless of the money you've made in your life. Mm-hmm. And the thing is, you're on this journey. If you're in 2 weeks, you know more than the people that are in for one day. So share that knowledge because you're learning. And sometimes the best education you can give people are the mistakes that you've made and what you've learned and how to avoid that. And believe me, we're going to make enough of those along the way. So I think those are two of the most important things I've learned so far.
Yeah. And I love that you are using your life experience for, you know, to be able to tell that story. I mean, just sharing the past with, was it your parents that were involved in network marketing? Did you say?
Yep. Yep.
Yeah. And look, I mean, nearly all of us have been involved in a network marketing company at one time or another, sort of, you know, I mean, especially in America, it's pretty, you know, it's kind of like a McDonald's. There's one on every store. There's one in every town. There's one in every family. Whether you were successful in that or not, I love that you said that. You know, whether you've been financially successful, you've got a story to tell about the mistakes that you've made, if that's your niche. You know, if you have a different niche, I mean, you could easily be talking about probably a plethora of things, including your sales history. I mean, you laid out some experience in credentials at the beginning of the show about your sales career, and I'm sure you have amazing things to teach and share about sales that you could be easily pop open a channel in that niche specifically talking about sales, even niche down more to a specific type of sales if you wanted to, software sales, business to business sales, whatever it was, and easily share the same sort of life experience. But also never overlook the failures and challenges in what you've done wrong. I think so many of us come into this and we think, well, okay, if I'm going to go into the wealth niche, I'm not wealthy. What the hell do I got to talk about? Well, I'm going to go into the parenting niche. Well, I feel like I failed my children. What the hell do I got to talk? I mean, yeah. I'm going to go into the dog training niche. Well, my dog's not a, you know, I have a passion about dog training and I've been doing it for 10 years, but my dog's not the perfect dog.
Yeah.
I think we, and there was just some chatter going on in the comments about perfectionism. I think we think that we have to be the perfect person, you know, in order to talk about something and share experience about something and be valuable in a certain area. And what I hear you saying is untrue. Your challenges, your failures, the whole story. And oftentimes the mistakes are the real value that you can share to help people avoid those same mistakes.
Yeah. I mean, look, one of the biggest secrets in corporate America, honestly, is when I remember as a young salesperson, I just remember, I want to get to the boardroom. I want to be in the boardroom. I want to be in the room where it happens, you know? And cause I thought everybody knew and they could make the decisions and they knew exactly what to do. And then I got to the boardroom and I just realized, we don't know any more than we knew before. We're just a bunch of people that are trying to figure it out and we're testing and we're making mistakes and we're moving forward, you know? And it was like the biggest letdown of my career. You know, I was like, we still don't know what we're doing. So, but everybody wants to think like, you know, hey, once you get there, you kind of figured it out. Look, there's no difference in corporate America and what you're building for yourself. Like you're going to have to test, you're going to have to make mistakes, you're going to have to iterate. One of my favorite statements that I've used my whole career is fail often and recover quickly. And if you're willing to fail often and recover quickly, you're going to make it in this business. The education's too good. The industry is too viable. There's too much growth in this segment. So the total addressable market is massive. So if you're willing to just stick with it for a year, you're going to be successful. You're going to find success along the way. Now, varying levels of success, I get it, but stick with it. You'll win. You'll win at this game. You will.
Yeah, that's really the key, is sticking with it, having realistic expectations about time frames, realizing that somebody else's results are not your results, are not going to be your results. Taking, you know, really approaching things with a level head, not getting too, you know, sometimes we can get too giddy. We can get too kind of, oh my God, Hail Mary, lotto ticket mentality. Like this one's got to work. You know, I've heard that said by people for the past 13 years in this industry. This has got to work for me. Well, there's two different kind of mindsets. One scares me, one excites me. The one that scares me is if it's like you're just praying that it's going to just happen. The one that excites me is that I'm going to do anything that I have to do to make this work. I'm going to be as patient. I'm going to be as consistent. I'm all in. I'm ready to make the sacrifices. I'm ready to do whatever I have to do to make it work. And I've often asked people over the years, you know, would you be willing to commit to this for a year without getting distracted or giving up to see success? Would you be willing? That doesn't mean that it's going to take that long. And also, success to you may be a piece of, you know, a crumb along the way. You know, for me, I didn't need a big, you know, I didn't need a burning bush. I just needed a crumb. Like, holy shit, got my first lead. Holy crap. I can remember running around in my house in my underwear at 25 years old going, I just made 100 leads today. Holy crap. Hadn't even made a sale. But
I think that's funny because I was probably more excited over $2.80 commission than
$280,000.
Yeah. I mean, right? You know, my wife has seen the kind of revenue on the corporate side that she's like, I think she thought when I told her, man, this thing works, you know, she probably thought we just pulled in $100,000, you know, and she was, how much was the commission? I was like, I think it was like $2.80. And I go, no, but you don't understand. The funnel works. I mean, if it works once, I can duplicate the funnel, like, yeah. You know, and then, you know, and I had to explain everything to her, but I was super excited about that first commission, you know, and it validated everything for me. And kudos to you, Dave, and what you guys have put together, because it's top line education, the process, the support. I mean, everything is built to help people succeed. So I was thrilled with it. Have been, will continue to be.
Well, thank you for that, brother. It's been a pleasure this morning, Friday. No better way to end the week than with a powerful conversation and a fun conversation about, you know, what it takes to build a business, man, and try new things. And I love that you are doing that even deep into an already successful career. I love that you're keeping it new and fresh. I think that that's the way to stay sharp. No pun intended, over the years, is to stay humble, man. Stay a learner, you know, not get too, like you say, don't believe your own BS. Just because you've achieved something and you're in the boardroom or you're in a management position or you've hit a certain level, don't, you know, it's so easy to be on your high horse, like I've made it, that I don't need to learn anything else. I don't want to feel vulnerable. I don't want to be new at something again. But the greatest athletes, and I use these as an example, when they retire from one sport at you know 35 or 40, they're off into something else, man. You know, Michael Jordan was off into golf. He'd always been fascinated with golf because it's a hard game. It's a difficult game to master. Final question: what have you learned about yourself through this process?
Man, I think what I've learned about myself is you got to show up for yourself every day. We get so conditioned to showing up for the corporation, showing up for your boss, showing up for other people that have needs for you because you feel some sort of obligation to make those things happen. And it's important to show up for other people. I'm not discounting that, but my point is we often forget to show up for ourselves, and we have these dreams that are in our hearts and we've had them for years or decades and we continue to put them on the shelf. And, you know, one day I'm going to have the time to do that. One day I'm going to have the money to do that. And the reality is, man, it's right there. Your life changes so fast if you'll just show up for yourself every day. And that means show up for yourself in the morning, show up for yourself when you don't feel like it. I mean, there's one reel that I had where I got up, I felt sick. I didn't want to do it. It was blowing snow outside. I went up and I grabbed a bucket hat that I have and I put it on. I did the reel. And like, I mean, it got like 200,000 views. And the one comment that stood out to me was some schmo that said, "How come your hat's on backwards?" And I had to go in there and I looked in the video and my hat was on backwards. And I was just laughing. I was like, this is why the internet is undefeated. Because, you know, out of 250,000 people that viewed it, like one guy just realizes. But the point of that story is I just didn't want to do it that day. I didn't want to create a reel. I didn't feel like sharing a message. I didn't feel good about myself. I didn't feel good about the weather. But show up for yourself every single day, no matter what. If you'll do that, you'll learn a ton about yourself and you'll end up where you want to be. Promise.
Now that is a hat throw moment, brother. Travis, it's been a pleasure, brother. Okay. Thank you for your time. I know it's valuable. It's certainly been wildly valuable this morning, man. Just this is worth a re-listen. This has been absolutely amazing, very inspirational, very, you know, the experience that you bring, man, and the experience that you remind us that we all bring to, despite our achievements in society, is priceless. And so thanks, brother. Proud of you, man to man, and really happy to be on this journey with you, man. So please come back and see me on the show. Keep us posted on your journey, okay?
I will. Thanks, Dave. Appreciate it.
All right, brother. Talk soon.
Bye.
Now that is a man who, I will say, stay legendary. My friends, you can find Travis over at freedomdad_wealth. Again, freedomdad_wealth. What an amazing episode and conversation. Remember, we do these live, okay? March 22nd, 10, can you see that? 10:47. These are live. I am sitting here as you are sitting there listening. You can always catch these replays right here on the Facebook page. We also download the audio. We strip the audio from these and we upload it to our podcast, which you can find on all the major podcast platforms. Just type in Wake Up Legendary and you can find those, listen to those. This is worth a re-listen, my friends. I mean, all of these are the, you know, our guests, you, our clients on the show, along with my help, are giving education and stories away on the show for free that others would charge for. This is how sometimes when we don't pay attention. But these episodes, today is a great example. Every day is a great example. There's so much wisdom in these stories. Okay. There's so much wisdom in these stories. And when you listen, sometimes re-listen, because maybe you were doing the dishes or walking the dog or getting the kids, you know, driving the kids to school, whatever you're listening. Sometimes you need to go back and re-listen to these, because they are just absolutely priceless. Carolyn, what do I mean by strip the audio? Just take the audio off of the episode and upload just the audio onto the podcast platform. So people can just listen to just the audio. Good to see you. You're always on. Thanks for your support and thanks for being a part of our community here. Hey, great to see all of you. Michael, good morning. I know, Shanna, what a week. Okay, what a week. All right. You guys have a great day. Elizabeth, you have a wonderful day. Joyce, thanks for your support today. Linda, good to see you. Sarah, you're so welcome. Absolutely amazing. Danny, what's going on, buddy? Hey, Deandra, I love this about this group. It's live, so it's not put together. These are people who are doing it. Motivation for sure. Absolutely. That's why we do it. That's the power of doing these live. There's nothing secretive. There's nothing held back. There's no gatekeeping. Laura, this was a great one today. Legendary. Mandy, love being here. Good to see you. Zafra, hey, thank you for the support for Travis. Wasn't he amazing? I mean, my friends, Mike, outstanding today. Did you like some of that masculine energy on the show today? Okay, got to bring it, man. Have an awesome weekend to you as well, TL. Hey, Mark, we look forward to you being on Wake Up Legendary every morning, spending and having a cup of coffee with you. You pay attention. Thank you for doing that, Diaz. Yes, I agree, especially when you got a toddler who won't stop talking when trying to hear every word. Yes, Joyce, we get it. Most of us have had toddlers. These lives are so amazing and so full of value. Thank you, Deanna. Really appreciate it. Being able to listen to the replays is valuable too. Yes, that's why we do it. Another amazing episode. Thank you. Hey, Gabby, you're welcome. We're glad it's just what you needed today. You listen to the videos all the time. Good. Linda loves cowboys. Holler. Hey, hello. Yellowstone in the house. Hey, I love a good cowboy too. I got a little cowboy in me as well. I just need a cowboy hat. Be legendary right on the front of it. The value is priceless. Thank you, Michael. Thank you. Thank you. Lots of gold nuggets here. Adelita, hello. Hello. Hey, had your first call with your business plan advisor. You're jacked up. Let's go. Let's go, man. Let's go. I agree. Great end to the week. Rodney Hires, what's up, my man? Colleen says, love these lives. Thank you all so much. I could go through, and I often do go through and read these. Thank you so much. Hopefully Travis has a chance to as well, because there's so much love for him. Let's give it up for him in the comments one more time. Just brought the heat and the truth and so much value for us here at the end of the week to kind of push us into the weekend. Have a great weekend, my friends. We'll be back here on Monday for another episode. If you want to get a text message reminder when we go live, you can text WUL, the letters WUL, to 813-296-8553. And if you want to get started with a challenge or any of our other programs, legendarymarketer.com/enroll. One last time, go and follow Travis on TikTok and Instagram, freedomdad_wealth. Follow that guy. Learn from him. Support him. Lift him up. Protect that man. All right, my friends. See you on Monday for another episode. Get out of here. Peace.